I'm Vince Farrow, and this is The Daily Refill. Up first today is some crazy news out of Washington, D.C. During the afternoon on Sunday, June 4th, a sonic boom from military jets was heard across the D.C. area. The jets were scrambling in response to a small private plane that had intruded into restricted airspace. The small plane ended up crashing into a mountainous area of southwest Virginia, but it was not shot down. According to the owner of the aircraft, there were four people on board the plane, including his daughter and granddaughter. So far, the condition of those on board and why they did not respond to government contact on the flight remains unclear. In international news, Russia claims to have repelled a Ukrainian counteroffensive in the Donetsk region. The exact accuracy of Russia's claims, of course, need a great deal of clarification and nuance, although it does seem that there may be some truth behind the claims. Ukraine has apparently been planning a large spring counteroffensive, but it remains unclear whether these attacks were part of that. Next up, Pope Francis took some time this past Sunday to explain the sign of the cross. It was a great time to do so since it was Trinity Sunday. He explained that the root of the sign of the cross is the reminder that God loves us so deeply, personally, and endlessly. He went on to say that we cover ourselves in the sign of the cross to recall this reality, and furthermore, to conform our lives more deeply to it. We'll close today with a quote from him that sums this all up nicely. He gave it during his speech on the sign of the cross. He says, quote, "By tracing the cross on our body, we remind ourselves how much God loved us, to the point of giving his life for us. And we repeat to ourselves that his love envelops us completely, from top to bottom, from left to right, like an embrace that never abandons us." Those were beautiful words from Pope Francis, so let's fittingly close by making the sign of the cross together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I'll see you guys tomorrow for the next episode of The Daily Refill.